Going to talk a little bit more about mosquitoes. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Michelle Bratty. She is Plymouth's Commissioner of Health and Human Services. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we spoke a little bit earlier. We talked about Triple E, how the threat of that had been raised earlier in the season. And we wanted to get an update and find out if they still have some of the same precautions and if they're still going to maintain the public parks closure from dusk to dawn. If you could give us an update, that would be terrific.
Sure. My pleasure. So we are still in, we follow, as you know, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's recommendations. They are the expert in this area, and we meet, along with other towns, regularly with them to determine exactly what the science is saying and where we stand. Plymouth, as you may or may not know, currently has on record one human case and two animal cases, which does make Plymouth very unique in respect to Triple E. And, of course, we take that data seriously. We are going to continue to maintain closure of our parks and fields from dusk to dawn. There is no curfew in Plymouth. I do want to clarify that. People can move about the community. But we do follow the recommendations, as I said, and Department of Public Health, we had a meeting Tuesday afternoon with them. They were very kind to gather us together. Dr. Brown is an expert in Triple E. Myself, along with town personnel, along with school personnel from Plymouth and surrounding towns, were discussing the risk level, and we are still at high risk. DPH will reevaluate in another 2 weeks to determine. They're really looking to see that dusk to dawn temperature gets a little cooler than the mid-60s before they'll start to mitigate and consider lowering the risk.
Oh, absolutely, and that's a great update, and I think most people have probably been hearing by now, what you're supposed to do, wearing long-sleeve clothing, avoid being out at those times to avoid Triple E. I think they hear it, but that I know it's a rare, but it can be a sometimes fatal and debilitating virus to catch, and people need to take it very seriously.
100%, yes. We really encourage residents, visitors, surrounding towns to keep up those good tools, as you will, as you said. Please take those precautions. DPH is saying that there's a little bit climate change. Our adult mosquitoes are lingering a little longer, and they are the ones that carry the virus. So we really just want to pay attention to the recommendations and follow them. It's just prudent to do so.
Well, we appreciate you joining us and giving the update. Again, that's Michelle Bratty. She's Plymouth's Commissioner of Health and Human Services. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.